Let's go and get the latest at Eagle Farm with Sean Bridges, the track manager up there. Morning to you, Sean.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. A beautiful day, but this week you've really been hit by morning dews.
Yeah, it's always something that throws a curveball at you, but it's been beautiful weather all week with sunshine. But yeah, those dews have been very heavy this week, you know, almost equivalent, you know, like a 5 to 7 mil application of irrigation or a bit of rainfall. So unfortunately, that's just sort of kept the track in the low heavy range at the moment.
Okay, now with the fine weather, and I know that you tell us, you've got the weather forecast up there. There's meant to be the chance of maybe a millimetre or something tomorrow. It's not a lot.
Yeah, they're saying 50% chance of sort of 0 to 2 mil. So I'll take those odds any day of the week that we won't get any rain. But I don't want to put the mods on myself because that'd probably just not what we want.
No,
to get
exactly.
That sort of small amount of rain on race day.
So you've left at a heavy 8 this morning. It's been well documented, the issues that you're working with there at the moment, Sean, with the company who laid the track. And I know they'll be doing a lot of work after the carnival. Can you relate to our listeners how you feel the track is? You haven't raced for 3.5 weeks. How do you think it is for tomorrow?
Well, first and foremost, it's a beautiful surface. It's a really good, safe surface. Obviously, we're dealing with a few issues, mainly around a thatch issue that we got in the top layer, which is only really, I suppose, a catalyst for all this moisture being held in the surface and keeping it in those sort of those softish, heavyish ranges. But for tomorrow, you couldn't top the track. It looks $1 million. Great cover of grass. Like I said, it's a really good, safe service, and I think we'll race pretty even.
And given what you've just said about the dews, do you feel that we'll get into the soft range?
Look, to be honest, I've been watching the penetrometer this week come down gradually, and I sort of thought I was, you know, very close to going to a soft 7 sort of yesterday afternoon. We got the horse over it, Jimmy Byrne rode it, and he seemed to think it was still in the heavy rain, so we've left it as that. The dew wasn't as heavy this morning, and we knocked the dew off straight away this morning. We're just about to give it a roll, which hopefully will squeeze a bit of that moisture out of that top surface. And, you know, I'm reasonably optimistic we might get back to soft.
All right, we'll wait and see. At least the day up there sounds beautiful, so that's going to be good for the surface. Good luck with it, Sean. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning as well, mate.
Thank you, Andrew.